Today, I want to write about my trip to Hakone. I went to Hakone over the weekend. I spent 2 days and one night there. I will be breaking this blog up into 2 blogs, one for each day of my trip. This blog will be about the first day. I woke up very early on Friday. The train we took was at 10 a.m., but I had to pack and get ready. When I finally got to the station, we decided to switch our tickets from normal romance car tickets to special free passes. If you get a free pass, you can ride a lot of the transportation in and around Hakone for 2 days at a set price. If you go to Hakone by train, I recommend this. We got on the romance car, and then we went to Hakone. I had baked banana bread and also chocolate chip cookies to eat during the ride. Once we arrived in Hakone, we decided to go to the volcano. First, we had to take a small train. It was really crowded, and I was really surprised. It was only Friday, but there were so many people there. Once we took the train, we had to take the ropeway. The ropeway was really fun. I have never ridden in a ropeway car before, so it was exciting. From the ropeway, we could also see Mount Fuji. It was really pretty. However, the main reason we decided to go there was to see the autumn leaves. I think we were a little too late. We could see some autumn leaves, but it was maybe 60% brown already. I was able to take a few nice pictures, though. Once we arrived at the volcano, we decided to look around. It was extremely cold. My hands were burning because of the cold. Also, the sulfur level was really high. Sulfur is the smelly gas that comes from volcanoes. They gave us special towels in case we felt sick. If we felt sick, we should put the towels over our faces. Everyone around us seemed okay, but I felt sick. I realized that maybe my body is weak. After we finished looking around the volcano, we decided to go to our hotel. It was starting to get late, and we wanted to eat dinner. At the hotel, there was a buffet for dinner. We ate dinner in our traditional Japanese clothes, and it was really fun. Then, at 9 p.m., we got to go into a private hot spring. We reserved the hot spring for just 45 minutes, because that was the limit set by the hotel. After going in the hot spring, we went back to our hotel room and had some drinks before going to bed. That was my first day in Hakone.